Okay, we're Mishnah Maduka Mishnah. Okay, we're up to Nafali Yadayim and bottom of the page. I'd just like to review a basic Yisayim, two basic Yisayim from yesterday about Shnayim Adukim Mishtar. And then I'd like to tell you one Chakira, which we're going to put away. Maybe I'll get to it Sunday if I can find who talks about it. And then we'll go on if there's still time. Yesterday we talked about two Yisaidis. One is the Rashba's Yisaid, the Yisaid of Rishon, which Rashach sticks into our Gemara. And although the way Rashach brings it and I presented it, there are many twists and turns, it's actually a very simple rule that the Rashach presents, that the Rashba presents. The Rashba says the following. He says, if someone's Muzik in Mammon, that's the first rule. If you're Muzik in the Mammon, you are Muzik, Hamayis Bechaveir Alvar. Then you win. The second rule is if you're a mosek in the moment, but there's a cheskas chiyuv, there's a vada yischaivus to give it to someone else. There's a vada yischaivus, I call that any day of haraticha. I know there's a schaivus, I don't know if it was ever settled. The second rule is that you lose, even if you're a mosek in money. But if there's a vada yischaivus, and a question, if the schaivus was ever settled, then you lose. Also, pretty simple. Okay, so if you're losing, you win. If there's a vada yischaivus, then you lose. And the one who's tevel is. Our Gemara, and the Gemara in Gittin Afayaches, are saying a third rule. If one person's a mosik, and there's an edem is chayati. But we could see what we'll call a drug of the Mamayna. Well, we could see clearly, objectively, not based on kindness, we could see a suffix created in the Purayim, not based on their kindness. It's any adab praticha, but it's based on something that happened. For example, the money was thrown, suffix karavai, suffix karavai. That's the first example, that's the Gemara in Gittin. So we see with our eyes that there's legitimate grounds for a suffix. In that case, is the din of Yachlaika. That's the case where neither the one who's mosek with the mamon wins, nor the one who has the tefiyah and the tainei neder praticha wins. It goes in between, and there's Yachlaika. And that's the case of shnayim aduka b'shtar. Two people hold the b'shtar. It creates a suffix. Since if there's a chiyuv, the malva normally has the shtar totally in his control. So that is the achloiku of our Gemara. And both, according to Rebbe and Reb Shimon Gamliel, we would pass in achloiku. There's a question if you have to be mekayim the shtar. But if you're mekayim the shtar, everybody holds the din is achloiku. And that is the chiddush of this sugya. It's also the chiddush of Dafai Yeches. So here's the kasha from Binyan Arif, the case of Binyan Arden, if Shimon is. But that's the aside. Again, three steps. The first two are Gemara, the third is the Rashba. First step, Muzik always wins, you all know that, I'm into whoever. Second step, any Adayim Praticha, if there's a Vada Yischaibus, it's any Adayim Praticha. So then you also, then the Tevea wins. There's a Vada Yischaibus and a Safik Piran. Then the Tevea wins. If it's a case, one person is a Moshek, the other person is a Praticha, and we can see clearly a Jor de Mamayna, a Suffolk, a clear Suffolk, that Suffolk creates our Din of Yechuk. That's Pshat in the Gemara, according to the way Rav Shach, the Rashba says it in Gittin. Rav Shach just plugs it in here, and I can't say it's a Rashba, the Rashba doesn't say it here. But that's the Pshat in the Yechuk of this Gemara. That's the first Yisayid that we had yesterday. Okay, so second Yisayid is the Machlekes Rabbi Roshan Gamliel. If you say Prua Migu de Mizuif, every time we have Migu, we always drilled in that the halacha is someone comes with a shtar against you, you can say Prua with the Migu of Mizuif. And that's the din. Someone comes with a shtar against you, You could say I paid, because you have a migul, you could say the shtar is misayif. If the person will be mekayim the shtar, you lose your migul, obviously. But if he wasn't mekayim, you have poor migul misayif. That's the halacha, that's Rebbe. The inyan that we were talking about, when we talked about Reb Chaim yesterday, was from this Reb Shimon ben Gamliel. Reb Shimon ben Gamliel says, you do not have poor migul misayif. You don't have a migul misayif. Even though you say misayif, you're going to win. So if you say Mizuyim, you're going to win. Why don't you have a Nigo Mizuyim? So that's Taisus Kasha and Ksuvus Yutas. That is the Kasha of Taisus. Why don't you have Pua Nigo Mizuyim? First Taisus of Taisus is the easier one. Taisus says there's no Nigo Mizuyim because people don't like to say Mizuyim. What? Ksuvus on Yutas on the days. Taisus' first Taisus is that you don't have a Nigo Mizuyim. People don't like to say Mizuyif because you could be easily disproved. If you say a signature is forged, the relatives can come and say, this here, this is my father's signature. Or you can compare it, or the signer could come. People, if they're going to lie, they'd rather say Perua, I paid, which you can't disprove, rather than Mizuyif. So Taisus says that there's no Migo Mizuyif. And that's an easy tarot, it's Pshat or Shat, not real. But there's no Migo Mizuyif. We don't pass them like that. The Paskin Pura does have a Migo Mizuyif. Because for money, people are willing to take a chance on being embarrassed. The Paskin Rebbe, for Shem Gamliel holds, there's no Migo Mizuyif. Second Teretz, Taisus brings B'Shem HaKuntris, B'Shem Rashi and the Rashbam. Why Perua doesn't have a Migo Mizuyif? So his second Teretz is that Min HaTorah all Shtaris are Kasha. You don't have to be Mekayim Shtaris. Every Shtar is assumed to be Kasha. Every shtar has what we're explaining is kayach hashtar. It's assumed to be kosher. And even though the Rabbanan said that if you're kind of mizuyif, the other person has to be mekayim. The Rabbanan, we call that kiyum shtar is the Rabbanan. And the Rabbanan, someone says mizuyif, you're mekayim. But that's not because we really think it might be mizuyif. It's a takana the Rabbanan to stop people from coming and be mizayif shtaris. So in order to stop counterfeit is we have to allow people to say Mizuyif and you have to be Mekayim. But really, we assume Mishtar is not Mizuyif, and we don't give people needed the Mizuyif. Without a Titus Mizuyif, we assume Mishtar is Kasher. That's Titus' second Teretz. The Hezber and Titus' second Teretz, the Farshim there and Ksuba say, I believe the Rukhanan there, Rukhanan's also in Baba Basra and Avkuf Ayin, that the Hezber is Reb Chaim's Yisai. That there's a concept of Kaya Hashtar, which as I told you in the Reb Chaim, in Hilchus Geneva, I think was Perikei. I'm sorry, Hilchus Eid is Perikei. And Rabbi Chanan, in Bava Basra Kavayim, brings it as well. That there's a concept of Kaya Hashtar. And that is, that as I said yesterday, Chazal saw, or the Torah saw, that we need to create shtaris. Without shtaris, business can't run. Imagine, you run business, and every time you do anything, you need two aidim. And there have to be two aidim that you can call back, that you can get them back whenever you need them. Businesses can't run. So the Torah set up a concept of shtar. Shtar, incredibly, is stronger than two live witnesses. In many ways, a shtar with two witnesses is stronger than having the two witnesses themselves. How so? That in a number of ways. I'll tell you a few ways, and I mentioned them all yesterday because it got late. There are a few ways that shtar is stronger than witnesses. I'll give you a model. A shtar that's ma'uchar, if the date of the shtar is later than it really happened. What's the din? Shtar ma'uchar, the date is off. What the din is? Shtar ma'uchar is kosher. If you have a shtar and the date is later, it's a later date than when it really took place. Everyone's mind, it's a later date. Shtar ma'uchar is kosher. If live Eidim walk into Beis Din and they say Eidus and they say the wrong date, it's possible. Eidim themselves who would say the wrong date, that's Eidus that are Mufach, the what? The shtar is wrong, it has the wrong date. It says the shtar took place. Let's say I have a shtar. It says, I lent Ruvain money in Brooklyn on the 7th of the month. And the other person comes, he shows records that are in Eretz Yisrael on the 7th of the month. What we do? We say it's a kosher shtar, the date was mocha.
So the kosher shtar. Everybody must mention that the shtar is written before the loan actually takes place.
Shtar. When a shtar is written before it takes place, it has to be post-dated. A shtar mukdim would be possible.
When you write it, the date is put off.
So then you,
you're not guaranteed that's going to happen on that day.
Well, if you put the day you write it on, then you can't borrow tomorrow. Because a shtar mukdim is possible because you'll be today from the kuchas, which like it is. So shtar mukdim, it's predated, it's possible for a side reason. Because if you can have a predated shtar, you can be today karka that you sold earlier before the loan. The shtar mukdim post-dated is kosher. And eidim who would be mucharim are possible. So Chaim brings this as an example of kayach hashtar. That we look to keep a shtar kosher, even if there are things in there that are inaccurate. There's another thing. Eidim can't say eidus mepiksavam. The PM alay mepiksavam. Eidim want to write a letter to Bezdin on a piece of paper. Write a letter to Bezdin and say, I saw this and this take place. We look up the paper. The PM. Eidim have to say it alive. Alay mepiksavam. So the Baal Amar asks, how is every shtar kosher? Every shtar is the PM alay mepiksavam. It's always eidus aleksav. So the Ramban answers, kayach hashtar. He doesn't use the word kayach, he's the word din shtar. But it's a kayach hashtar. That's the kayach hashtar. Even though eidus are not kosher mepiksavam, but once it's formed in the form, not of a letter to Bez, but a shtar at the time of a business deal, that is part of kayach hashtar. The kayach hashtar is kosher. So these are two examples that Reb Chaim brings. That the shtar, amazingly, is stronger than live witnesses. The shtar has kayaches that are stronger. Reb Chanan in Bava Basra brings two other examples. One is just the Gemara. The Gemara says, Chazok of the shtar shenasa b'gdaylam. The signers on a shtar, we're not sure if they were ketanim or gedalim at the time of the signature. Gemara says we assume they were gedalim. You know, they could have made a mistake. They could have been ketanim, and the people were called them by mistake. But Deva B'chana brings another raya, and this is a very strong raya. Ketubas Harashma. Amaisa Shahaya Kachaya. Reuven wrote shtar, and he wrote all of his prices, cost of the chosam, and all his property, some of his property, he gave it to his children. So let's say whatever it was, he gave he had an estate with $1 million. He wrote in the shtar that he's marked in his estate. He just wrote to his children. He didn't write their names. He just wrote this amakne of abanai ubnaisai, and he had two eidim signed. Turns out, it came to the Rajma with the shtar. And the shtar was signed by two eidim. One of the witnesses was a relative, was related to one of the children. Not to all, was related to one of the children through marriage. Let's say this man had, let's say, five sons. And one of them was a son's brother-in-law. Was one of the witnesses at the time they signed the shtar. What should be the din of the shtar? Should be possibly a current. With the Rajba Paskin? The Rajba Paskin that the shtar is kosher, and we assume the father meant to be makna the money only to the other four children. We assume the father signed the brother-in-law of one child. We assume the father meant to be makna only to the other four children and not to him. We want to sign the kareh. Now that's a mind-boggling psak. Anybody who would be that one child would be very upset. Why would the father sign it to the other four children and not to him? Why would someone do such a thing? So to Bochana, we touch up a shtar to be machshir. That's kayach hashtar. Anything that we can verify, we try to verify. If we can't verify it, we touch a shtar to make it kosher. That's the din of shtaris. Eidim achsumim b'shtar ki mishinechu eidusim b'bezden means Edom who signed a shtar, it's as if they Bezdin questioned them and they passed the chakiris, and the shtar is good. This is the aside, or Chaim's aside, that there's a kayach hashtar which tells us that whatever we can do to touch up a shtar, we touch it up. Now, I do have to add a knage, that this whole discussion is min ha-taira, according to all Rishayim, except who holds shtar is the Rabbanan? The Rambam. Rambam holds that this is all the Rabbanan. Because the Rambam Shita is shtar is the Rabbanan. But all shtaris, except the Gittin and Kedushin, obviously, all other shtaris are takana d'rabbanan. That's Shitas Rambam. The Rambam says, Taka min ha-Torah will be pasal as m'pi ha-balein p'pik sabam. Rabbanan instituted shtaris. Early Rabbanan that instituted shtaris. And the kach ha-shtar is the same according to all Rishayim, just according to the Rambam it's a din d'rabbanan. According to the other Rishayim, the Baal HaMor, Ramban and Rashi, clearly hold Shtaris Dairais. So, this is Reb Chaim's Yisayid, which again is a basic Yisayid for all of the Sugyas of Shtar. Any Sugya of Shtar, you can always bump into this Yisayid. Kayach HaShtar says, we translate the Shtar to be Machshon. We bend over backwards to be Machshon Shtar. And that's the halacha. Okay, so this is the Machlokes Rebbe and Shimon Gamliel. Shimon Gamliel says you don't have an Igud Mezayif because Kayach HaShtar means that we assume it's kosher, Ad Kedei Kach, there's no Igud Mezayif. And Rebbe holds, Apopi K, since Lamaisi, you could tie the Mezayif, you have an Igud. And therefore they argue by the Mishtar Shekosvei whether it needs Kiyam or not. This is the Gemara that we learned yesterday. Okay, let's see the next case in the Gemara. Gemara now goes to another aspect of Shtaris. Let's see what it goes to. Nafali Adayin, bottom line. If a Shtar fell into the hands of a Dayin, the Dayin holds it forever and ever. You don't give it to anybody, of course, unless they bring a Rav. Nafali Adayin, doesn't make sense. If you lose a Shtar and someone finds it, what's the difference if the Dayin finds it and someone else finds it? Amar Rav HaHachikah. Any person that finds a star, shematz a star, shenapali, liyadai, who finds a star that already was mekuyim, already was in the hands of a dime, hechi gdami, the kasev mehem. He wrote hempik. Hempik is a certification that it's a kosher star. Lo yotziyai alamis. If you find a star, you can't give it to the leiva, you can't give it to the malva, and you have to hold on to it. Atchiyav eliyah. But why me buy like kasa be hempik? Certainly the shtar has no hempik in it. Ikalame makasa lulais v'loy lov. Ela, fill a kasa be hempik. The mekoyim. Lo yazer, v'tishino lepirayim. Even if it has a hempik. In other words, any shtar, if you go on the street and find a shtar, you don't give it back, the v'tishino lepirayim, u'chayshish that the person paid it. Why should I be chayshish the person paid it? Why should I be chayshish the person paid it? Huh? Because he would lose it. Why would a person lose it? Why should I? Why shouldn't I? Why shouldn't I? Well, 50-50. Why could have lost the mother could have lost it. I'll just ask you, if you make a timeline of, let's say, the shtar says, I'm lending you so and so many dollars for 3 years. On a timeline, who most likely lost it? The Malva had it for 3 years, the lady had it for a day until he gave it to him. And afterwards. Does it have to be talking lachas man? Of course, it'll be Teichsman. Chazaka, another prayer, Teichsman. Is that true that this whole Gemara is talking? After this man, when does that pick up a shtar? It says, I'm lending money in 2003, and it's due in 2006. And I find it, it's still 2005. So then, Lechaira, Chazaka, another prayer, Teichsman. So then, Lechaira, this Gemara is to be talking after this man, Pirayim.
Is that the way you learned the Gemara? Is that the way you learned the
Gemara?
That's all Chazak and other prayer test manner. Are you right?
The day of.
But this Chazak is more than my Kama. It's a Chazak, it's an Omgen that people, nobody pays up. Who pays up?
What?
The question is, if it's Teres Amana, I could disappear. Right, so we have to come back to this. Okay, I'll come back to it in a minute. The question is, if you find the star, it's Teres Amana, what the din is. But this Nakuda about Pshat, the Hashimah Pirai, certainly the fact that it's nafal is a reyesah. The fact that a person has a shtar, you don't lose it. Once the shtar is already nanegeya, it's more likely to be lost.
The fact that the shtar is in existence is a bite to the mahalot.
But there is a reyesah when you lose a shtar. No reyesah.
If anything, but the fact that the shtar is in existence is a reyesah, why there's a level of the shtar?
Which is not ripped.
It's not ripped. The second you lose it.
Okay, it's not what Rabbi Yossi says. Rabbi Yossi, time is what you're time. Rabbi Yossi says, Harba Kaskasim, Lechashim, what you're lying. Because Rabbi Yossi says, that's what Rashi teaches, that La'alt is all by Lechairai. If somebody has a star against me, I would rip it right away. So, Lechashim, what you're lying. Something Chashav to the Malva, you keep it in the same place. Something Chashav to the Malva. Oh, so Nefila's a Reyesim. Nefila's a Reyesim. When the field is a reyes, worms is Teres Amana. Worms is Teres Amana. Can the field be a reyes or Teres Amana? That's what we're clearing. Let's learn the next few lines and see if we have a raya. We're clearing, if you find a shtar, Teres Amana, if the shtar is the day of payment is passed already, it's a good one, it makes sense. If the day of payment is now passed, we're not sure is that included in this Gemara. Let's see the next few lines. The ways of Chazak and Pei Teres Amana.
Just like
the ways that the Malva was the way that she was the other way around. Well, the Malva is more likely to be careful with it. That's Rabbi Yossi's kindness. It's hard to me. Rabbi Yossi's kindness, he should have ripped it up. What do Chavim say? I guess they say people trust other people. They don't rip it up right away.
So we can't touch other animals to look the same Malva.
See, this is not that way. When I have a piece of paper that's betaikif, it's betaikif. When I have a piece of paper that's not betaikif, it's not betaikif.
Didn't say once that
he wasn't
afraid of the money
that's not enough to say that to say that by itself is not true. We may have said it when there's a reyes, which we did. But Stamazai, it's a sugi in the first parak above a bar, so it's a machlaikis there. We pass in the chazaka, people don't pay Teres Amana. So if I admit you lend me money, if I say I claim I pay Teres Amana, unless I have a legal, I'm going to lose. So let's see. Umay chayash Rabbi Yossi lepirai, Vatanya, Motzah shtark suva b'shuk. If somebody goes in the street and he finds a shtark suva, his man shahabal moida. If the Baal is Maida, that what? That he didn't pay it, Yarzal Leisha. You give back to the woman. Eina Baal Maida, Leyazal Leilazav, Leilazav. If we're not sure who lost it, you don't give it back. Now, that's the Chacham. Rabbi Yossi Aymer, Oida Tachasvai, Leyazal Leisha. Misam Leinizgash, Leyazal Leilazav, Leilazav. So the Gemara here is asking the stira in Rabbi Yossi. The use of Rabbi Yossi is not chayish lepirayin. Rabbi Yossi says the samla gash don't give it back. So the Gemara says eipach. Just switch it around and the shita fits. Rabbi Yossi fits. Nafali adayin leyaytzei alamit. Rabbi Yossi chamayim rabbi kasa. Ay hachi kasha the rabbanan the rabbanan. Now you have a stira in the rabbanan. So you say it like this. Shtaksu v'kula Rabbi Yossi. This price is all Rabbi Yossi. Chzir mechzav hachi kasa. This is the final version. Let's just read the words. Eina baal ma'ida le'yazal le'lezev le'lezev. Ma'med devar ma'mul. She nizam ala in his garsha. Aval oiz tachas ba'ala yazal le'isha. Shob yaisi yayma oiz tachas ba'ala yazal le'isha nizam his garsha le'yazal le'lezev le'lezev. Right, the Gemara, it's a half an amid, but the Gemara just got the verse, right? This is the price. Let's just think for a minute.
What are we ending up in Rabbi Yaisi? Rabbi Yaisi said, "Lai chashin al pirayin." The Chacham say chashin al pirayin. So we were misupik. Is that even in a case where there's a taina parati tazmana that someone says that he paid tazmana? What comes out from this gemara? That's the case. And this garsha could be the man paid afterwards. This armala. What's this armala? We have this chazaka. The gemara says that a person doesn't pay mechayim his ksuba. A person doesn't pay ksuba mechayim. So therefore, this armala, this garsha, you don't give back. Loy lazeh for loy lazeh. Now one second. We're comparing this to our Gemara. What was our Gemara? By Nafali Adayim, the Gemara said that that the Chachamim hold Chashin Lepirai. So we're comparing the two cases. Now, what's the case? The case is the Shtar is it passed the date or it didn't pass the date? What's the case here in the Gemara? The date is passed or the day is not passed? Like Suba, the date was not yet did not yet arrive. Because in this Armala, we say that we're not chayish that he paid b'chayim. Let me start this way. Let me start again. We have the two cases in the Gemara. We have a case of Pshat Chayim, we have a case of Pshat Suba. Okay? Now, we're going to compare it in a minute. If you open up the Rambam says our Chakira that we talked about a minute ago. What happens if the shtar chayv is tayyat samanai? What's the din? So there's a machlokes the Rambam and the Ravid. The Rambam says, this is in Hilchos Ma'alva, Perek Yudalit, Halacha Yud Gimel. The Rambam says that this Gemara is talking even in a case of a shtar that's tayyat samanai. Even in a case where a shtar is tayyat samanai. Still, a person could say parati and it's lost. Now, what could be a svara? I chazak okay, another prayer does not. What do you think the Rambam holds? Huh? The Rambam holds that nevad is a reyasa. Once it was lost, it's a reyasa. And a person could say parati does not. Not like what we said a minute ago. The Ravid writes on that, a very brief comment. Loi Zahir, Loi Bahir, Loi Tzahir. I think he means he doesn't like the Psaq. He said, Chazaka, you don't pay Tazmanai. Chazaka, you know, a person doesn't pay Tazmanai. And like you were saying. So the Magen Mishnah says, now who's more Pashut? The Rambam and the Ravid, we'll all agree. Who's more Pashut? The Ravid. The Ravid says, Chazaka, you don't pay Tazmanai. So the Magen Mishnah is Makir, and Svara, the Svara is like the Ravid. From where did the Rambam get his Makar? So like the Magen Mishnah, he got his Makar from our Gemara. Because our Gemara says, by Ksuba, there's a Machlaikis in the Gemara, or according to Maskana, the Bryce is all Rabbi Yaisi, but there's a Machlaikis in the Gemara. If a Ksuba of a man pays a Ksuba Mechaim, Zot the Magen Mishnah, the Rambam understood. This machlokes is dafka by ksuba. Because by ksuba, why would a person pay a ksuba when he's still alive? There's no chiyuv. A ksuba, by definition, is something a man doesn't have to pay his wife unless he gives her a get. It's the only time a man has to pay. If he dies, he's the same man have to pay. So I can't like plead only by ksuba. Which is obviously by definition Tayyat Zmanay. It says Nisamala, which is Tayyat Zmanay. And the next Gemara talks about Tzrariyat Vesas, talking Tayyat Zmanay. That's only by Ksuba that there's a machlokes when it fell, if Chashin on Lepira, if a person could say Parati Tayyat Zmanay. Ad Kanoi Priya Pligi Elabik Ksuba. Masha'en Kain, it will be a Shtar Chayiv, a regular Shtar Chayiv, where it's more normal to pay Tayyat Zmanay than a Ksuba. Right? It may not be usual to pay tazmanai, but it's more normal to pay a shtar chayv tazmanai than a ksuba. Zakta Magen Mishnah. From here, the Rambam learned from the comparison, from the case of Ksuba, that Ad Kanloi Pligi Elabik Suba by Tesman. That we say a person wouldn't pay Tesman. Shein came by a Shtar Shtar Chai, even if it's Tesman, the Rambam learned from here that a person would pay. So this is the Makar Peshitas Rambam. Now there's a Shach and a Ktsais on this Rambam, which we're going to learn in Yitzhak Shem Sunday. The Shach is a Sinim Mem Aleph, if you test. And the Ktsais is the first Ktsais of Sinim Mem Aleph. So in Yitzhak Shem Sunday, we're going to go over this Rambam and write it, but Yitzhak Shem to try again.